This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Deborah Wong, in for Bill Radke. Students at the University of Washington are staging a walkout today. They're protesting what they see as racial inequality on campus. Student organizer and UW graduate student Cynthia Semeja told KUOW the students want change and they're done waiting.
It's an emergency. It needs to be addressed. All the discrimination going on, all the biases, all the racism that is going on this campus just needs to stop. It's about time. It's 2016. They need to wake up.
Also today, students at the Seattle University are occupying the Dean of Students, the School of Humanities College office. They're calling on her to resign. Sarah Brown has been following campus protests like these all across the nation. She's a reporter with the Chronicle of Higher Education, and she told me why we are seeing more and more student activism on campus.
This recent wave of protests against racism and poor racial climates on campuses really started last fall. The University of Missouri was where the movement started. When student protesters there successfully pushed the university system president, Tim Wolf, to resign, in large part over his handling of race-related incidents on campus, that really inspired activists nationwide. I mean, these Missouri students made a pretty big demand, the resignation of a college president, and they held protests, and they were successful within a few days. So not long after that happened, at dozens of colleges, I would say upwards of 80 colleges, students released lists of demands, just as they have at the University of Washington and at Seattle University. Activists did sit-ins, they held rallies to call attention to what they were asking for, and in some cases, they did persuade their college leaders to sign off on their demands.
What are the students asking for in these protests? Are there sort of a common set of demands and goals?
There are many common demands. There was an analysis done on the 538 blog a couple of months ago that looked at, what students were most commonly asking for. And oftentimes it's increased faculty diversity, so more professors who are not white. There are often also demands for improved mental health services for minority students. Less frequently, there are demands for more diversity in the curriculum, so more courses that are not so centered on Western Europe and the United States.
Now, there's been campus activism going back decades, and certainly there was a lot during the Vietnam War era. And in my time at university, it was all about apartheid in South Africa. Is this just part of that tradition of campus activism, or do you think there's something new or different about this new wave that's happening now?
So I would say that, protests are obviously nothing new, as you say. I would say that we're seeing more protests now actively criticizing campus's racial climate than we have seen in a while. I think there's been a pretty noticeable increase in this kind of campus activism, particularly since the Black Lives Matter movement really got going a couple of years ago. But, of course, again, as you say, these protests in general, nothing new. And I noticed that at the University of Washington, students held a walkout over similar issues in February 2015, so about a year and a half ago. And then one of their concerns is that the administration there hadn't really taken action on their demands for change since then. But I would say that in this most recent moment, there is something new, something different, something more intense going on about how students see their campuses and the racial climate there.
Well, you mentioned that students are asking for, pretty big institutional changes at a lot of these universities. And if you look back at the University of Missouri, what happened after those protests? I mean, have we seen, aside from a couple of resignations, have we seen any big institutional changes happening there?
So that's an ongoing process. There is some activity there, right? I mean, they hired a chief diversity officer for the system a couple of months ago. They're about to start a sort of system-wide diversity review where they're going to bring in a consultant who's going to look at all of their policies and procedures and look at diversity among the faculty and among students and that sort of thing. So that has been going on, but I think it's safe to say that the activists at Missouri are frustrated in some ways with the slow pace of the change, and that's pretty typical in the academic world. I mean, change tends to be very slow. It's going to be really interesting to see at other campuses as well, how much longevity this protest movement has.
Because these changes they're asking for are really quite big and might take a long time to implement?
Right. So one very common demand, as I mentioned, has to do with lack of diversity among the faculty. And some of these students, like I think it was at the University of Washington, they're demanding a 25% increase by next year in the number of minority faculty on campus. That's not really realistic. It's just not going to happen. You know, colleges don't have that many openings for professors. And there's not a very large pool of minority scholars to pull from. So that's one example of a demand that, again, is a little bit unrealistic in an academic context.
So school is almost over for the year. What's your sense of where all this is headed?
So it's interesting that you ask. I mean, that's something that a lot of people who've been observing these protests are wondering now. You know, student activists say, the ones who were really involved in the protests that escalated last fall, they say they're still working behind the scenes, meeting with administrators, trying to hold them accountable for promises they've made on their demands. But they're frankly not in the headlines as much anymore. So there really is a perception that the momentum has slowed. You know, part of that is because students are students. They can't protest all the time. They have classes, homework, extracurriculars, and that sort of thing. And as you say, now we're about to hit summer break, and most students will leave campus and go their separate ways for 3 months. And it's tough to sustain activism in that context. And frankly, it's not unusual in higher education for college officials to sort of wait the protests out, because eventually these students graduate and leave campus for good, which can often lead to these activism efforts falling by the wayside to some extent. But honestly, I don't think these protests are going away, and I think that college leaders will continue to feel pressure to handle these demands and these calls for change. And it'll be interesting to see where this movement goes, but I think it's fair to say that the protests won't be going anywhere anytime soon.
Sarah Brown reports for the Chronicle of Higher Education.